Penguin Audio presents One Enchanted Evening by Lynn Kurland. Read by Ileana Kadushin. Prologue. Artane Castle, England. Fall, 1229. Montgomery de Piaget believed in fairies. He had good reason to. He had, over the past 10 and 7 years of his life, seen things of a most mysterious and fairy-like nature that no lad with any sense at all could possibly have dismissed as a trick of light or the after-effects of too much wine at supper. Indeed, hadn't he as recently as the past spring seen his sister-in-law Jennifer spring up from the grass to bring her lovely and magical self to delight them all with her music and her beauty? Hadn't he been standing not 50 paces away from his current location when he'd seen his brother-in-law Jackson stride from the bejeweled courts below, as if he'd simply walked through a gate that no mortal eyes could see? He had supposed that at some point in the distant future he might be able to discount what he'd seen, and perhaps learn to ignore the things about his siblings-in-law that puzzled him. That day, he imagined, wouldn't be today. He stood still as if he'd been frozen there, on a spot near his father's keep, looking at something shimmering in the air in front of him. The ground was nothing out of the ordinary. It was the last of the summer grasses, likely rather tasty to whatever animals were allowed to graze there, but in all other aspects quite unremarkable. If he'd walked over the spot another day, he wouldn't have marked it at all. Today, however,